Clara Hughes needs no introduction. As the only person, in the world, ever to have won multiple medals in both the Winter and Summer Games, she is beloved by many people internationally. However, this fame has not affected her down-to-earth vibe and thoughtful values. It is not uncommon for Hughes to say hi first to people she has met rather than the other way around. This endearing quality is something many Canmore residents experienced while Hughes lived in town. The former Caminorite still visits the Bow Valley and, lucky for us, has shared her favorite places to visit and things to do. So without further ado, we bring you Clara Hughes' Canmore Top 10. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Wildheart Shop and Studio, at Wildheart Canmore, Wildheart Yoga and Bar. I'm a newbie at this kind of thing, and even as a former Olympic athlete, it can be intimidating to try something new. Emily and the crew make everyone feel at home in this grounding space for getting your yoga on or sweating it out in an epic bar class. Plus the mountain views are okay. Hand medium light skin tone. Canmore Spring. I can't tell you where this is, and can't say you can drink the water, because of public health codes, but what a magical place this is to pay gratitude to the essence of life. Earth juice flows year-round at this sacred spot. I may or may not exclusively drink water from here. A view of Hai Ling coming up from the valley. Rafal Andronowski hiking Mount Rundle or Ha Ling from the valley. The view from our home was of the east end of Rundle, EEOR, and it's a fun hike to go up via the Highline Trail to either of these trailheads. You will almost always meet someone hiking three or more peaks a day. So no matter how epic this might feel, it is pretty tame compared to what many of the hardcore locals do. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Eclipse Coffee Roasters, at Eclipse Coffee Roasters, Eclipse Cafe, 8th Street, my favorite, the Flat White. I love there to stay cups. Community Cafe Marnie has created such a wonderful space to order to go or eat in. Of the many things I miss because of the pandemic, it's live music at Community. Great acts like Alex Cuba, Sayon McCann and Carmana pass through and play in this lovely little space. I would recommend pretty much everything on their menu. High Rockies Trail. Why ride the dusty Spray Lakes Road when you can cruise this super fun and rider-friendly trail that meanders through the most glorious Spray Lakes mountain valley? This trail takes you all the way to Kananaskis Lakes. I've hiked, mountain biked and trail run it many times over, sometimes not seeing a single person, except the suspension bridge, which seems to be an Instagram spot. Kudos to the trailmakers for creating such a fun route. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Wildlife Distillery, at WLD Spirits, Wildlife Distillery. Okay, I'm a lightweight at most things, except epic hikes and Olympic sport. However, I do enjoy a nice cocktail, and there is no other place I like to partake than Wildlife Distillery. Matt and Keith infuse everything that comes out of their distillery with a Bow Valley spirit that can be shaken, stirred or enjoyed in-house. My favorite cocktail is anything I can't make at home myself, which is pretty much everything they make. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Cafe Books, at Cafe Books. Cafe Books, who doesn't love an independent bookstore? Canmore's own is jam-packed with curious titles and unique finds for even those not keen to read a whole book, which is not me. I love to read. They have a fantastic website and a great system for ordering if browsing stores is not your thing. Canmore Community Gardening Society. Okay, this is not open to the public and you have to become a member, but what a place this garden plot is. Who would have thought so much food can be grown in the Bow Valley? Some of my favorite things was the year we were members. Planting, watering, weeding and eating right from the plants. Just sitting in a place where so much life is sprouting is a joy. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Rusticana Market Plus Deli, at Rusticana Grocery. Rusticana Grocery. This has to be my favorite corner store in the world. Where else can you get local Alberta produce, fresh baked pastries and breads? Shout out to Uprising Craft Bakery, Charcuterie, Valbella, local eggs, coffees, gelato, chocolate. I can't tell you how often I go here to pick up a few things and come out with bags of goodies.